This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Good fences make good neighbors, wrote the poet Robert Frost. Good solid fences are important to keep our animals in and our neighbors happy. A good fence begins with a good solid corner post from which to build it, but that is not always easy to put in place. Today we'll meet a young entrepreneur who has designed a new and better way to install the corners for those fences. It's today's Kansas Profile. Eric Spurgeon is co-founder and co-owner of Iron Hedge Company in Bueller. He grew up on a farm and ranch near the rural community of Mullenville, population 197 people. Now that's rural. When I was 8 years old, I knew I wanted to be an engineer, Spurgeon said. In order to raise money for college, he started a fence-building business while in high school. He built more than 80 miles of pasture fence in southwest Kansas and sold that business at graduation. Building fence is a hard job, especially setting the heavy wooden hedge posts, which are often used as corner posts. Not only are they heavy, they require a way to dig a hole big enough in which to set the posts several feet into the ground. This can be a challenge in rocky Kansas soils. There's also the problem of maintenance over time, when fences can sag or get loose. Spurgeon thought about those challenges as he pursued higher education. Spurgeon earned a degree in mechanical engineering at K-State. He met John Kunze, who is an entrepreneur and teaches an entrepreneurship class in the College of Business. Kunze had also built fence at his family's farms. They talked about the challenges of building fence with traditional hedge wood corner posts. They figured that there had to be a better way. We set out to fix everything that we hated about putting up fence, Spurgeon said. We wanted to figure out how to make fencing easy to install, to source, and to transport, while building it in a way that would keep the fence tight, he said. A big part of the challenge was those heavy hedge posts used at the corners. Spurgeon and his partner set out to engineer a solution. They designed a prototype with easy-to-install metal corner posts, tension keepers and springs on the wires to adjust for temperature change and other factors to keep the fence tight. After refining the system, they launched the Iron Hedge Company. We wanted the whole thing to be lighter than a green hedge post, Spurgeon said. We're now on version 4, and it's 100 pounds lighter than our first one, he said. The corner of the fence is like the foundation of your house, and it has to be right, Spurgeon said. Ground contact parts on the Iron Hedge products are galvanized for longer endurance. Their first product install was in 2020. Now nearly 40 installations have taken place. The company owns 2 patents. The advantages of the Iron Hedge corner post system are said to include faster installation, longer lasting results, and adaptability. Ease of installation and low maintenance of the product are our goals, Spurgeon said. We want quicker installation time and less headaches for the customer, he said. We show customers that this is an investment in infrastructure that will last a long time, Spurgeon said. Iron Hedge designs are intended to help assure a 50 to 75 year lifespan for the fence. That way a customer can spend less time on less value-added tasks and concentrate on the things that are productive and make a difference in their business, he said. For more information, see www.ironhedgefence.com. That's www.ironhedgefence.com. Good fences make good neighbors, and the Iron Hedge Company is working to make fences better with innovative improvements in the corner post system. We commend Eric Spurgeon, John Kunze, and all those involved with the Iron Hedge Company for creative engineering and entrepreneurship in the fencing industry. I'm glad they got this corner on the market. And there's more. Eric Spurgeon is putting his engineering skills to work in other industries as well. We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.